Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a show. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week. And this show, of course, is produced by my extremely dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Janet's on the board today. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do. Truly appreciate it. And today on the show, I am very pleased to welcome members of our Palm Springs High School family, our theater director, Allison Boylan. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Again. Yes. Thanks for being here. And two of the stars of the upcoming production of Picnic, seniors Anissa Sanchez and Savannah Aguilar-Gonzalez. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Allison, how long have you been at Palm Springs High?
This is now my seventh year.
Goes fast.
I know.
Yeah, and where did you come from?
My first year teaching was at Temecula Valley Unified at Margarita Middle School, but I grew up in Riverside. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you just had 1 year at Temecula, and then you saw the light, and you came to Palm Springs Unified.
Well, what happened?
You're never leaving.
Yeah, what happened was actually the whole arts department, we all got pink slipped because that district decided to move towards technology. So they brought in more like computer teachers, and we, the choir teacher and myself, we had to go find jobs elsewhere.
Well, that was fortunate.
That's
for
right.
us.
It worked out.
You ended up in a good place.
Yes.
So, and you know, I don't know how long you were dating your husband, but I know that you're still newlywed.
So oh, yes.
Did you meet him here?
We met right when we met. I told him, hey, by the way, I'm moving to Palm Springs. And I'm like, I hope that doesn't change anything. And he said, well, the traffic's better that way because he lived in Ukaipa.
Ah.
So he'd rather drive to Palm Springs.
Against the traffic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we have a lot of people in our district who commute from, some of them from Temecula, which I think is nuts, but they do. Redlands,
Beaumont.
You know, but Beaumont's not so bad. I mean, Beaumont's closer, but Moreno Valley. But the positive part of that is that you're going against the traffic. So, you know, because there are people who, you know, commute toward L.A. or Orange County, and they're sitting and sitting and sitting. Like, in fact, if we have to, I'm sure you know this, if you have to go to L.A. or Orange County for a 9 o'clock meeting, you literally need to go the night before unless you're going to leave at 4.
Oh, yeah.
And that's for real.
Yeah, I take my students once a year to take these Disney Performing Arts workshops. And sometimes our workshops start at 9 a.m. and we have to get to school at 6 a.m. just to try and get to Disneyland, which is only really by bus.
I know.
Like, hopefully an hour and a half, but for us sometimes with morning traffic,
insane.
We always just get there right in time and have to run.
Okay, so I'm digressing even before we start, but that's what I do. So it's fun. We have time. So a couple months ago, and you guys know this because you go to school there, so your band director, Brian Engelson, was a guest on the second day of the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yes.
You guys didn't know this?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So you know who Kelly Clarkson is, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's been 17 years since Idol, so you guys were like just born. But that's when she was the first winner of American Idol, and I love her. I'm not starstruck, but I absolutely love her.
She's great.
And guess
fangirled.
What? She is who she is. Like, you know how some of them are, you know, they seem nice, and then they're a big diva when you know the camera's not on them. She's just, what you see is what you get. She's awesome.
Oh,
so anyway, as soon as I heard, I said to
Hendra,
I need to go.
Well,
it's my job, you know. Yeah, right. And so I did get to go. And actually, he didn't because something came up on campus. He wasn't able to go.
No.
He was so bummed.
Oh.
But anyway, I did get to go. But I literally left the house. Okay, it was at, I had to be there at 10:30. I left the house for real at 5:15.
Oh,
and I made it by the skin of my teeth. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe.
It's just that L.A. traffic.
Yeah, and then there's always a couple accidents along the way, and I thought I planned for those, and, you know. Anyway, it was really fun. We're not here to talk about that today. Today, we're here to talk about picnic. I was going to say Gypsy. That's MTU. Okay. Gypsy is November 22nd and 23rd at 7, and November 23rd and 24th at 2 p.m. in the Black Box Theater. Tickets are $5 for adults, $5 for students, and $7 for adults. So, Allison, tell us about Gypsy. It's picnic. I wrote Gypsy down here. See,
it's
picnic.
One of those days.
Tell us about picnic. Why you chose it and what the synopsis, please.
So, picnic is a small story where we have two sisters, Millie and Madge. And Millie is the younger sister. She's 16, and Madge is 18, and they're both going in different paths in their life. So Millie is the smart one. She has a full ride to college. She has many opportunities ahead of her. Now Madge, she's always been looked at for her looks, and that's all she's really had in the world. She struggled in school. She basically works at this dime store, and she's going to work there the rest of her life. So the only option she has is to marry well. But Madge is the type of person that wants to go out on an adventure. And then you have all these other characters that kind of come into play where the older adults envy the youth and see all their opportunities that they have. And then the youth just kind of want to get out and leave the small town.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so it's not a comedy. It doesn't sound like
it's
it.
It's like a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. There is a drama element, but there's so many comedic moments. And because all of the students were speaking in Southern accents, that adds a little comedic flair to it. Yeah.
All right. So we have Millie in the house, and that's Anissa.
Hi.
Hello. So you're playing the role of Millie Owen. So tell us about that role.
Oh. Well, I feel really, connected to the role. She's, one of the guys.
She's a tomboy.
Yeah, she's, a super tomboy. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, She kind of roughs houses with everyone.
She's always in the friend zone.
Yeah, constantly in the friend zone. Just always, one of the dudes. Uh-huh. And then finally she finds someone that catches her eye, but it's she ends up getting stuck in the friend zone again because of the way she is.
But this time she's disappointed about it.
Yeah, okay. this time it hits close
happens.
To home.
And she has
that happened.
And her character has a hidden crush on her sister's boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was supposed to say that or not.
You
I was
can.
About to, and
you
then I was
can.
Like,
it makes me want to see it even more. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's another little twist there.
Mm-hmm.
So was this a challenging role for you?
I don't want to say challenging. I feel really close to the character, so I feel like I get to do more with it.
Good.
Because I relate to it so
much.
I
want to hear the Southern accents. Give me a couple
All
lines.
All right. Okay, so while I do my Southern accent, I always say in my head, A-E-I-O-U, you got to do your vowels and dip them. So I say my lines.
Yeah,
a line.
Yeah, a couple,
What's Niwala?
Okay, Niwala. Niwala is Halloween spelled backwards.
That's good. Very good. Well, break a leg.
Thank you.
And Savannah, you are playing the role of Mrs. Potts.
Yes,
tell
I
us
am.
About that role.
She is one of the older women of the play, and she's very optimistic, I feel. I feel like she's more on the comedy side to me. She kind of takes in Hal and just gives him food, but he wants to work for it because that's just kind of who he is.
Hal is this attractive young man that comes into town. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's an attractive young man that comes into town, and since her character is always stuck in this house because she's taking care of her elderly mother, anytime she gets some fresh blood into here, she's like, oh, let me just cook for you. You do some things around the house.
Yep.
She's
a flirt.
She flirts.
Yeah, and she's always looking for something interesting and romantic to happen. So
she lives through the young people.
Yeah, she yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how did you enjoy doing this role? Or
I did.
Are you enjoying it?
Actually, I felt a little challenged by it because I felt like that's not really me to kind of live vicariously, like, through others, you know? I feel like when I'm older, I'm probably going to be more, like, going out and, like, doing things, you know? But I do understand that the character does have to stay behind because of her mom and take care of her mom, mm-hmm. and I feel like I connected with that side of her and the caring side, because I know that I would be this exact same way.
How old is she?
I think she's in her 60s.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And is she like a spinster? Like
she's a widow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a widow. So mm-hmm. she did have a...
She lived a life, husband. But yeah. she's still living life.
Yeah. Yeah. She has kids?
That's a good way to explain it.
No kids.
No. None.
Just her mom.
Just her and her mom in the house all the time.
All right. I heard you when you just said time. I heard that little accent come out there. Let's hear it.
Okay. Little background. I'm also playing the mom. Her mom.
We never see the mom. We just hear the voice.
Oh, we hear the voice. Okay. So she always calls for Helen. So I'll do that.
All right.
Helen. I'm with Flo Mama. I'll be right back.
Very good. I can see how that's, I couldn't do it, but the Southern accent must be fun.
It is fun that we had to teach so many people how to do it.
Well, and when we're in the rehearsal process too, I find myself starting mm-hmm. to talk in the Southern accent because everyone's talking that way. So even when I come home, my mm-hmm. husband's like, why are you still talking like that?
Accents, it's funny because you guys can't at all tell that I'm from back east, right? No. Oh, you guys are lying. it's been 30 years, and you should have heard it when I got here. Mm. I mean, this is nothing. But I could be with my friends for 10 minutes,
and it comes back, right back.
Full blown. Mm-hmm. You know, my 40th birthday, which is 15 years ago now, we went back east. I went with my husband and my girls, who were young at the time. Mm-hmm. And the biggest gift they gave me was leaving me there, because they came for a few days, and then I got to see my college friends and family. Yes. And I talked to the girls literally the next day, and they were on, Mom, you sound really funny. You know? And I said, sorry, that's just the way it goes. Oh. And it amazes me when you see actors and actresses have such pronounced accents, and you think that that's them, right? And then then you come to find out that they're British, like they're not American, or the other way around.
Or Irish, or
And well, like, how do they do that? I mean, but you guys just did it. I mean, I just don't, I don't get how you can get into character so much that you actually you can't tell mm-hmm. that. Now, sometimes it's not so great, and you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, case in point, I recently saw a Lifetime movie about Katherine Oxenberg. Do you know who she is?
No.
She was on Dynasty years ago, and her daughter was, and she wrote a book, and her daughter was taken in by a cult.
Oh, wow.
I knew Katherine. Katherine Oxenberg introduces the movie, because mm-hmm. it's a true story and everything. And then the person who played her, and I don't remember her name, but do you remember Rescue Me at all?
Yes.
The one who played the wife.
Okay, yes. Okay.
So she plays a part, right? Mm-hmm. And she started out, and I heard her talking, and the first thing that occurred to me was, oh, well, they decided that they didn't really need the British accent. And then in the next scene, all of a sudden, there it is. And I'm like, wait, she didn't start out. And the rest of the movie, she had it. Mm-hmm. But I said, they didn't do a very good job.
I'd stop watching.
I mean, they didn't do a very good job of, like, implementing the accent right mm-hmm. off the bat, mm-hmm. you know, and I did notice it, because my first thought was, I guess they're not, it doesn't matter, because sometimes it doesn't matter, you know, but if you're mm-hmm. a British actress, and you're playing a part of an American family, you can't have the accent, because that just doesn't fit, like, mm-hmm. how did you get here, and what, you know what I mean, like, exactly. You can't do that.
It's a really, like, tedious process.
Mm-hmm. I
and
bet.
And it's, like, also, like, during the audition process, Miss Boylan told us that we didn't have to use the accents, mm-hmm. and then so we have a 2-day like audition process, so the next day, if you came the first day, she was like, use your accents, and we all were so scared because it's
different.
You never know if like it's good or if it's bad. It's mm-hmm. it's just like,
but you
what
can
comes
but
out.
The good thing is you can work on it,
yeah. You know. And our accents now are still like not perfect. But
that sounds pretty darn good.
But that's kind of one of the reasons why I picked this play, because I wanted something different that my actors could work on, because we've never done something that they needed an accent.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't until my very first year when we did You Can't Take It With You, I had one actor that needed a Russian accent. But other than that, I'm like, let's give them something new to work on.
I think that's cool. And if
this
you just
one's really like challenging to us. I
think
feel
it's
like
great.
It's really nice.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KGX and KWXY, and my guests are from Palm Springs High School, the theater director Allison Boylan, and two of the stars of the upcoming production of Picnic, Not Gypsy, seniors Anissa Sanchez and Savannah Aguilar Gonzalez. And the show is coming up in just a couple of days, November 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. and November 23rd and 24th at 2 p.m. It's in the Black Box Theater, which is the little theater. How come?
Well, we always like to do our fall plays in the Black Box, because I always try to pick shows that are more intimate, where the audience can be a lot closer to the actors. Mm-hmm. And this play only has one set. It's in between, it's in the front yard of two homes. Mm-hmm. So this way the audience is right there with the actors. They feel like they're part of this family in this kind of world.
And it is a different feeling when you go to a small theater like that, and you're just like, you feel like you're really a part of it. But the downside of that is that you better not wait until the last possible moment to get tickets, because there's only four performances, and you know how many is
there's only 120 seats.
See,
yeah.
So can they get their tickets in advance, or they have to get it?
They have to get at the door.
Oh,
I know.
Well, what time does the box office open? An hour before.
An hour before.
All right, so get there at 6 if you're going to the evening performance, or get there at 2. I mean at 1 for the
matinee.
And tickets are just $5 for students and $7 for adults. And it just popped out of my head. I was going to ask you something else about it just flew out of my head. So never mind about that then. What are you going to be doing for your spring production?
Our spring production, which will go up March 20th through the 29th, we are going to be doing the high school version of Chicago.
Basically the
I actually
Broadway
just
version.
Saw, you know, you ever go on Gold Star?
No.
Gold Star is, it's really cool. Gold Star is where you can get discounted theater tickets in big cities. Like, they don't have it here, but like San Diego, Phoenix, LA, and they're all discounted too.
I just
saw somebody's doing it somewhere, and must be in Phoenix, because I was looking in Phoenix. And it said Chicago, the high school.
Oh, yeah, it is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, very cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That'll be very cool. And by the time this airs, you'll probably know. But in case people don't know, the Desert Sun is now listing all of our high school theater
productions. Oh, good. I heard they were doing the community, but I didn't know if they were going to include the high schools or not.
It was kind of a collaborative push by the director of Desert Theater League and my counterpart in Desert Sands. And you know what? It's never that they weren't on board. It was just that they didn't really have the manpower to coordinate it. You know, and that's what we're here for.
Oh, good.
So anyway, I'm grateful to the Desert Sun for doing that, because you know, there's so many people who come here, and they don't know what to really do with themselves on the weekends, or, you know, or they don't want to go spend, you know, a couple hundred to go to McCallum, right?
That's
and there's
true.
Not a lot of theater here, but we have a lot of community theater, and we have a lot of high school productions
we
that
do.
Are fabulous.
Yeah. Yes.
And,
a lot
you know,
of people don't
I've
know
done
that.
That, and when I go visiting in other cities, you know, I'm cheap, too. So, you know, I look at the, I look at what's going on, and I don't care who's putting it on. If it's a show that I think is cool or fun, I don't care if it's high school kids or if community theater, whatever.
Yeah,
and
just
it's
want
usually
some entertainment.
Great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes, you know, it's like, I mean, it's cheaper than a movie, for goodness sake.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Actually a lot cheaper than a movie now. So anyway, you want to go support Palm Springs High School Theater and see, and you double cast.
I do.
Yeah, which is, I think, is probably pretty challenging to do that, but
gives
more of your actors an opportunity. How many are in this cast?
This is actually a smaller cast, so there is 4 boys and 7 girls, so I guess 14 girls and 8 boys, yeah, total.
Which is, that's cool. So are you guys in the, which production do you
We're in the cast B.
Yeah.
Yes. So when is that? I didn't write
those
that
ones
down.
Are on Saturday
night,
and Sunday.
November 23rd at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, November 24th at 2 p.m.
So mm-hmm. if you would like to, you know, you're intrigued by the accents and you would like to see these ladies in action, then yeah, that's when you should come. But otherwise, if you can't make those, there's two other performances. And oh, you know what? It's different. I forgot. You know, when you have two different casts, kind of has a whole different.
Oh yeah.
Come to both.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you can compare and contrast, and it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
And for $7, you can come to both. It's still the same price as a movie.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get two shows. I like that.
Yeah.
Right. Come to both. Okay. Anissa.
Yes.
What other roles have you played in Palm Springs High School drama? Theater.
The first role I ever played was in our fall production 2 years ago in Go Ask Alice. I played Gloria. She was one of the like popular kids who like got caught up in drugs and stuff and just wanted to party. What else have I played? In one of our dinner theaters, I actually cross-dressed as a man named Juan, which is one of my favorite roles I've ever played.
Oh,
so
fun.
Much fun.
Good. That was my favorite role.
Do you sing?
No, I don't.
She's just an actor.
I do just
don't
act.
Say just.
So usually in musicals, she likes to do all the, like the behind the scenes or tech stuff. Yeah. And this year, she's really wanting to assistant direct.
I really want to assistant direct Chicago this year.
Oh,
because
do you have to audition for that?
They have to interview.
Oh.
I usually do stage crew for the musicals and stuff. 1 year I auditioned for a musical and I realized that was not the place for me. But I really like working in tech. I've worked sound a couple times. I usually do like stage crew and stuff. Costumes is really fun too. But like I feel like both aspects of theater are equally as great.
Okay, so Anissa.
Yes.
What are your plans after high school? Are you planning on continuing in theater?
Yes, I actually want to go to Cal State Fullerton and major in theater and like acting. I'd love to be a big actress on the screen someday, but I also want to study moral philosophy.
Moral philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly?
It's like... okay, well, philosophy is like a lifestyle,
right.
So the way you choose to live.
Mm-hmm.
Moral philosophy is basically deciding what separates the good from the bad, who's a good person and who's a bad person. If you do something bad but for a good reason, is it still good?
Interesting. Yeah. Is that a career thing, though? Or is that just something you're interested in?
Moral philosophy is usually taught as like, so you study philosophy and then you usually become like, a college professor and teach it also.
Oh, okay.
But she wanted to tie it into helping with her acting and understanding people and motivations of why they do what they do.
Yeah. So like
that's awesome.
So you could study, like I could understand my characters better.
Great. Love it. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
You're waiting to hear from Fullerton?
Well.
Or you haven't applied yet? Well, you have applied by now. But
applications are due. Yeah.
You're waiting to hear, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then Savannah, what other roles have you been involved in?
My freshman year, I was in the musical Annie, and I played, I don't remember what number woman she was.
She was a featured ensemble role where she had some certain lines. Did you have any singing solos?
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I had like one line in a song.
All right.
And that was a challenge for
me. Are you not a singer?
Oh, she is.
Oh, I kind of.
She's a singer. She's a good singer.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, you're lucky that this isn't the spring because I always ask Mrs. Boylan, I always put the, did she tell you this already? I always put the singers on the spot and say, I sing a few lines. I won't do that to you unless you would like to.
You should do it.
Look how she's getting it. All right, come on. Let's say you could sing the line from Annie if you want.
No, not that one.
All right. What would you like to sing? What else were you in? Let's start there.
What else was it? I was also in
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie last year, and I was just in the ensemble. I was in the ensemble.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then
you had a lead role last year.
I had a lead role last year in the play Cheaper by the Dozen. I played the mother in cast A.
Oh, nice.
And then I played a waitress in Go Ask Alice. Mm-hmm. And after that, I played a student that was going to one of the boarding school in David and Lisa.
Oh my god, I forgot so many characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh well, no, that's all right. Yeah. All right, so are you gonna sing something?
I can try. Okay, this is just a song that I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I'm jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin. It's closer than my hands have been. Oh, I'm jealous of the rain.
Beautiful. Oh.
That was great.
Thank you. Just to try out for the boys.
Oh.
That was really good.
I know it's back now.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Adam isn't on it anymore.
I know, but did you watch?
I wanted to.
It's only been a couple of weeks, but it's good. I mean, I really don't miss Adam.
I'm going to catch up.
I like Blake. I'm a Blake fan.
And Blake is fighting with Kelly and Gwen. Gwen's his woman, you know. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And she tries to say to one of the kids, pick me because then you're going to get him too. And he's looking at her like, no, I don't think so.
People.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that he'll come to her side and, you know, because and help her because they're a couple.
For one.
Yep. Yeah. That's what they said.
I also enjoy, I think John Legend is back this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love him.
I love him too.
I love his insight in the way that like, he just is so well-spoken.
He is. And he really seems to care. And he
does.
Were you there on the day?
Yes.
Oh, so,
he was the guest on. It was total surprise. Didn't know. Ellen DeGeneres was the guest.
Did you get to see her too?
Yeah.
Or did you get to talk to her?
I want
to
meet Ellen.
I didn't get to talk to anybody. Oh, but guess what?
What?
I got a big screen TV.
I'm so jealous.
Wow. Ellen gave them to the whole audience, even though it's Kelly's show.
Yeah. Did you see on Ellen's show what Kelly gave her audience?
No.
Yeah. What? So because Kelly was, what do you call it? Was it like the ship person?
No. You're getting confused. She gave that on her show to all the teachers, including Brian Engelson.
No. So then she went on Ellen's show, and on Ellen's show, because
the whole studio audience got a cruise?
Yes. Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
I would have much preferred the cruise.
We're going to the next Ellen show. I want to go to the next one.
Ellen gives away good stuff. But
so you got a TV, but Kelly, then Kelly gave away
Kelly
a cruise.
Kelly is the godmother of the new ship for Norwegian. So they announced that on her show, and she gave all the teachers, and Mr. Engelson was one of them who were honored, a balcony cruise whenever they want to go.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
But
that's
then she went on Ellen's show and gave the whole audience a cruise.
She sure did.
That's awesome.
All right, one more time before we run out of time here. Picnic is coming up on November 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. and November 23rd and 24th at 2 p.m. at the Black Box Theater. Tickets are $5 for students, $7 for adults. Come early and get good seats. And Savannah, what comes? I didn't ask you. What comes after high school?
Oh, my dream school that I'm waiting to hear back from is the University of San Bernardino, and I want to major in early childhood special education.
Please come back here.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
We need you. Mm-hmm. We need good special ed teachers. And
that's the plan. I do decide to come back to the Valley.
That would be wonderful.
That's basically kind of like where I want to go right now. And
well, good luck. And
thank you.
And you guys break a leg on this coming week. Thursday and Friday?
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. All right. And Allison, of course, we'll have you back in the spring.
Oh, yes.
Talk about Chicago. And Shakespeare and lots of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. And next week, our guests will be our three Palm Springs Unified District Teachers of the Year. Ooh. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Our show airs each Sunday right here on 99.1 KGX, 92.3 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Janet. We'll see you next week.